This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
Real patriots. There are two kinds of patriots in this country. There's the flag-waving kind, who follows the president into every war he wants to wage, and who says we must never criticize what our leaders do. Then there's the real patriots, who care enough about their country to want to improve it. Their patriotism has a social content. They know that democracy is not just the ability to hold elections. Democracy must also serve the needs and interests of the people. Real patriots educate themselves about the real history of their country and are not satisfied with the flag-waving promotional fluff that passes for history. They find important things in our past to be proud of, such as the struggle for universal suffrage, the abolitionist movement, the peace movement, the elimination of child labor, the civil rights movement, the struggle for collective bargaining, the 8-hour day, occupational safety, and the struggle for gender equality. In the real patriots' pantheon can be found Tom Paine, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, Mark Twain, Susan B. Anthony, Mother Jones, Big Bill Haywood, Eugene Victor Debs, Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, Jeanette Rankin, Rosa Parks, Paul Robeson, Harry Bridges, Walter Reuther, Martin Luther King, and the millions in the ranks who brought these and other champions of social justice to the fore. Real patriots don't easily succumb to the fears about external menaces that are propagated by our rulers. Instead, they focus on the things that people really should fear: the potentially catastrophic threat of global warming, the baneful and overpowering influence of money in our political life, the growing instances of electoral coercion, fraud, and thievery, the overweening and unaccountable power of corporations, the rampant corporate crime that involves the plundering of billions of dollars from the public treasury and public savings, the underfunding and deterioration of public services, the gargantuan, profit-driven, bloated military budget, the runaway national debt that siphons hundreds of billions from the public treasury every year and threatens the entire financial structure of the nation, the repressive laws that steal away our liberties under the guise of national security, and the oil-driven foreign policy of perpetual war and unlawful aggression that has made the United States the most hated nation in the world. This concept of real patriotism is not just a peculiar notion of mine. During the early part of the 20th century, school teachers who were part of the progressive movement advocated a civic patriotism, as they called it in those days, in which the work of a patriot is not so much to fight and die for his country as it is to work and live to make it a grand nation. That was the quote they used then. Meanwhile, today we see signs of real patriotism emerging. Fewer Americans are equating militarism with patriotism. In 2003, the National Lawyers Guild reported rising numbers of soldiers were seeking legal assistance in refusing to fight or attempting to withdraw from the armed services. That's patriotic. And the number of young people who say they will never consider joining the military rose from 40% in 1980 to 64% in 2000, even though job opportunities diminished during that period. Nor did the 9/11 events boost recruitment or reverse the trend. This doesn't mean that young people love their country less. It just means that they do not wish to devote themselves to the risks and evils of war. Almost two-thirds of Americans in one survey agreed with the statement that the U.S. plays the role of world policeman more than it should, and only 12% thought that the U.S. should continue as the preeminent world leader in solving international problems. Once again, the people are ahead of their leaders, not because they're so much smarter, but because they have their own genuine interests at heart rather than those of the global aggrandizers. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org.